10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
When you needed me, I was right there. Sad you girl, yeah, that I cares, baby, baby, baby. I could say about you, girl. I could say that I
It's your dog, MC Mac for Life, the Underboss, Supreme Bean, kicking it here on WYXR 91.7 FM. KKZ, baby.
Thank you. Slog here on WIXR 91.7. Your one-stop shop for dungeon synth, fantasy ambient, and ethereal new age music. We started off that last set with Vandas, with Valley of the Two Kings, followed by Crystal Cave, Forgotten Kingdom, and you're now listening to Callie Malone. Wanderers always find their way to the Eternal Tavern. They walk along paths, troubles and memories weighing upon their minds, and never noticing the steepening of their steps. And this traveler sat by the window, in a low seat by the foggy glass. He was older than he appeared, and his noble posture reflected stillness, like a man who had been spending a lifetime being watched. The barkeep noticed him first. "Doesn't ask for a table," he muttered, polishing the same mug that he had always done. "Doesn't ask for a brew, nor blanket, nor barley. Just sits there, like he's waiting." The maid, in her kindness, brought the stranger a bowl of stew anyway.
"It's on the house,"
she said, setting it down.
"You look like somebody who needed a bite."
The man offered her a small nod, almost apologetic. "I've been doted upon quite enough for my life. Thank you for your kindness, good woman." listening to Audio Quest Log on WYXR 91.7. And we just heard Vandas with Despondent is the Hand That Rules. And just before that, Satchel Bearer, the Coven of a Kingdom. And before that, we heard Callie Malone, the Sacrificial Code. Rose wreath crown. And now we're listening to Maelstrom, Against All Thrones. It wasn't until later, after a few more guests had dozed or wandered out into the snow, that the stranger spoke again. The tavern drunk had shambled his way over to the table.
"You got the look,"
the drunk said, tapping his temple.
"The look of someone important. Spit it out, we're all equal here."
And the stranger chuckled. "I was a king." The barkeep snorted from behind the bar.
"And I was a slice of meat pie."
"No," the stranger replied. "I was the king." His words sat there for a moment before he told his story. are listening to Audio Quest Log on WIXR 91.7. And this is Lord Leviticus with Behold the King of Elves. And that was just preceded by Glowing Amulet by Thief. And just before that, King Samuel's Hill by Spife. "It didn't come all at once," the king said. "A rebellion rarely does. It formed in silence from the little humiliations that people carry until they can carry them no longer. And I was no fool. I knew I was far from beloved. But I was sheltered and surrounded by flattering courtiers who told me their secret plots. And I felt secure in my omnipotence." He swirled the dregs of his stew. "When the moment came, they didn't storm the palace. The ministers arrived not with swordsmen or a mob, just with a piece of paper. I was to step down, quietly. A cottage near the palace was waiting, where I was to live out my days as the gardener. No chains, no exile, just nothing. At the time I thought it was cruelty, but I see it was a gift. They gave me a chance to live." The tavern maid leaned in to the edge of the booth.
"Don't you miss it? All the bowing and luxury and the gold."
"I sometimes miss being known," he said, "but not being obeyed. I spent the next 20 years in that capital, learning to live like a true human being, and I've never been happier." The barkeep poured him another cup, no charge, and said nothing. And the drunk offered a crooked toast.
"To the bad gang, who learned to be a good man."
He left before sunrise, as most do. Despite the tavern maid's insistence, he left a coin tucked under the bowl. It bore his old face. Just a man. We are coming to a conclusion of tonight's audio quest log. Rest well, travelers. Tomorrow begins another week. And always remember, these melodies are rife with magic.